Columbia, Columbia. This is Houston. 1:30 to LOS. All systems go. Over.
We should do some sort of...
We're just waiting for the cabin pressure to bleed to low enough pressure to open the hatch. It's about 0.1 on our gauge now. Neil, this is Houston. Over.
Fucking don't keep that shit to yourself.
Yes, me lion. You're listening to Madhouse Radio with Carlito,
Milliman,
and them psychic Andy. Blood class.
Smoke a sniff.
Yeah. Rastafari.
The house next door to me's been sold to niggers.
Madhouse is back on PCU Radio, bitch.
Where is it?
Thursday. Today is Thursday.
A Madhouse!
He's become a god. Oh, you're a god, too. We're not.
A god?
Which one?
He thinks he's
the bad boss.
Oh, perhaps not. When he decides to announce his ability, the law sees mad, they'll lock him up. We'll have the Republic back. My friend, this could be the best thing that ever happened.
There are those who believe that life here began out there, far across the universe, with tribes of humans who may have been the forefathers of the Egyptians, Aztecs, or the Mayans. That they may have been the architects of the Great Pyramids, or the lost civilizations of Lemuria, or Atlantis. Some believe that there may yet be brothers of man who even now fight to survive. Somewhere beyond the heavens.
There will be no order, only chaos.
That being said, grab a blunt, take a big hit, sit back, and enjoy the ride.
The following is an exclusive of PCU Radio and MadhouseLive.com.
Flight controllers, listen up. Give me a go, no go for launch. Booster.
Go.
Retro.
Go.
Vital.
Go fly.
Guidance.
Guidance, go.
Surgeon.
Go fly.
Intercom.
We're go fly.
GNC.
We're go.
Tell me.
Go.
Control.
Go fly.
Procedures.
Go.
Inco.
Go.
FAO.
We are go.
Network.
Go.
Discovery.
Go.
Capcom.
We're go fly.
Launch control, this is Houston. We are go for launch.
I know drug reel from real reel.
Chris, I take reels today, dude.
First of all,
I can't talk on this phone line. Just give me the room number and the last name, I can call you.
Why don't you shut the hell up?
Fuck you, fucking piece of shit!
Look, maybe he's only a little crazy, like painters or composers or some of those men in Washington.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey.
Hey, Pasquale.
Hey, Pasquale, do you want, bro?
You son of a bitch, speak English, America.
Yeah, you son of a bitch, you motherfucking, you, I'm gonna speak in Spanish.
I know, you speak English, I say.
You motherfucking,
you
motherfucking. Ah, go ahead,
you
man.
You mother bitch.
Motherfucking you.
You bitch.
Don't never,
call
again to this boy, man.
Mow my lawn, man. Mow my
you
lawn.
You motherfucking.
Why are you so angry? But where's Pasquale?
Hey, fuck you, man.
I'm so high right now. We're not low.
Smoke weed every day.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls,
up. You're now listening to Bizarre Solo Album, The Handicap Circus. And I'm your boy, Young Miles the Future. And my man's about to get it cracking for y'all. The band has a new lead singer. Everybody stand up. Put your motherfucking hands up for the number one weirdo. Bizarre.
Hey, bitch, it's a nigga with the shower cap, kicking a nasty, dirty 50 rap. Detroit's on the line, Detroit's back.
Hey, good evening, everybody. Music's too loud. Why am I turning the microphone down? 20 bucks, you can get your ass made. Stupid, Andy, you're stupid.
Who?
You. Turn the microphone down instead of the music.
I didn't even do it.
What kind of sound engineer are you? You don't do anything here, Andy.
No.
Andy, I just come here and drink.
Yeah.
You don't even smoke anymore.
Nope.
What's up, everybody? Good evening. It's 10:14, and we're 15 minutes late. We've been later before, right? Yeah. Can barely hear you, dude.
Get that. Yeah, you're on low. Where are we? All
right.
There you go. That's a lot better. All right. Hey, we hear Andy. Hey, everybody. It's April 20th, 420. Welcome to the Madhouse. Madhouse Live on the Madhouse Radio Network. That's HitCity.com has us on, of course, but our flagship station is PCU Radio. PCU Prank Call Underground Radio, that is. And we're located at KDK. prankcalls.com, KDK as in kill, death, kill, KDK, prankcalls.com. That's Andy's third favorite website.
Yeah.
Right after the official website for the Cubs.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I don't know where I was going with that.
Your website.
Yeah, my website, madhouselive.com.
It never gets updated.
Whenever it gets updated, madhouselive.com.
That was my favorite update website last time it got updated in October.
In October. Yeah.
I liked it then. Yeah. I was like, whoa, look at this.
Yeah. I put pranks on there in February, but I haven't put a new show on there since then. But soon enough, I have a guy who's been editing stuff for me. He edited the last show 2 weeks ago, and he's getting to the one last week. And I haven't even hooked him up with any props or anything like that, so... I'm sorry, guy, but I'll get that on the website as soon as possible. We'll have the prior shows caught up at some point. I'm not going to catch him up, but I'll start putting him on regularly. You know what I mean? I'm not going to go back to
I don't think he will.
Who cares, really? He's going to be like, hey, where's the November 13th show, man?
I want to hear it.
November 13th is the worst show in the history of this.
You remember that one?
Yeah, I do. That was horrible, yeah. I beat Athena after that show. I beat her up. I beat her up with a Nerf bat.
I can't believe you do that.
With a Nerf bat, I beat her up. So yeah, it's April 20th. Andy, what's April 20th mean to you?
It's the anniversaries of Hitler's birthday,
Columbine,
and the Oklahoma City bombing.
It's also the birthday of Joey Lawrence.
Yeah, and I think Jesus may have been born on 420 too, maybe.
Jesus was born on 420, dude. Yeah.
The Easter Bunny was born on 420.
The Easter Bunny. Dude, you know how freaky the Easter Bunny looks when you go to the mall, and I saw the Easter Bunny. Like in the Santa, you know, like Santa Claus is out there with. You know how freaky it looks to see the Easter Bunny out there?
No, it's I think really he looks like weird. A perfectly normal person.
No, a person in an Easter Bunny costume is weird. Okay? Yeah,
well, I mean, it's a giant white rabbit.
It is.
Because usually they got like some gay going on, like a scarf or a kerchief or something like that.
This guy had the Louis a huge Louis Farrakhan style bow tie.
Really?
Yeah.
One time I saw one that had a Pele Pele jumpsuit on.
Pele Pele jumpsuit.
I thought it was gangster.
Yeah, it is. Was that the Black Mall?
No, that was
the Magic Mall.
That was the White Folk Mall.
The White Folk Mall.
Black people don't really wear Pele Pele jumpsuits. They just act like it's cool and get white people to buy them.
And get them to pay money for it. Yeah. Remember Cross Colors?
Yeah.
What was that?
That was the worst looking clothing line ever.
Yeah. Nothing but no. Car Canine was the worst. Remember Car Canine was some nasty.
I thought that looked better in Cross Colors.
Cross
Colors was like green and it was like Africa colors and like
yeah.
I mean,
it was red, green, and,
yeah,
and yellow.
Those aren't really good colors if you ask me. Like I don't want to wear a shirt that has those three colors on it.
You can't combine that shit. Man.
No.
That was definitely not.
And the people used to have like red jeans to wear with it, and that was just red and green jeans.
Yeah.
And I'm glad nobody wears that anymore. That was terrible.
That's when everybody used to wear the clothes backwards, like crisscross and shit. What the hell was that all about?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm cool. I wear my shirt backwards.
I always wear a button-up shirt because I'm fat, so I never got to wear it.
Yeah.
I couldn't button my shirt up from behind.
Mm-hmm.
One time, I asked my mom to do it. She slapped me.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry.
Then she pushed me down the stairs.
Pushed you down the stairs. That's every Christmas around the Andy house. I almost say your last name. So, Andy, are you ever going to pick a nickname for yourself, or is this going to be straight up Andy?
Well, I mean, I guess, but I just, it'd kind of be pointless to switch to it now.
At this point, yeah, everybody, yeah. Like, who's
that? I mean, I've got a lot of different nicknames I've had over the years, but...
Thundercock.
No, that was your
name.
That
was me. Yeah. I'm proud of that nickname, though. Yeah. I don't know why my two male roommates, started calling me Thundercock one day on the phone.
Someone told us that was your nickname, and then, you know, you thought that it meant because you had a big dick, but actually I heard it's because on your downstroke you fart.
Nah.
every time you got the downstroke, you go... Yeah, you let one go.
I farted during sex once, and it was embarrassing. But I don't think she heard it, though.
I doubt it.
Yeah. At that point... She heard me crying. That was about it. Okay. Yeah, so you're listening to us on kdkprankcalls.com. It's PCU Radio Hit City, which is always, guess what I forgot, Andy? The homepage for Hit City. Give me a second here and I'll get it. It is
www.aim-planet.
Yeah. No, here we go. It's Hit City. I put a www there in accident. It's hitcity.aim-planet.com. You're listening to us there, featured on iTunes as well as Shoutcast. HitCity.com, playing your hit music.
DJ Frosty's there, everybody.
DJ Frosty. Yeah. Who is this guy again? We said it was Wayne Brady once, but he has a name.
That's Nelly.
That's not Nelly. Anyway, so yeah, a shout-out to Austin Moore, host of the Austin Moore Show. I don't know when he goes on, but a big shout-out to him. What's up, cat? How you doing? Take this. Hit the cat. Yeah. Kid is on listening tonight. I like that cat. He ran away. I'm sorry. So thank you to everybody listening. We have a total of 31 listeners on PCU. We have 19 listeners on Hit City.
An all-time low.
And we have 3 listeners on the scab. So we're up to 53. Well, thank you everybody for joining us. I'm honored that 53 people would listen to us bullshit tonight. It is 4:20. April the 20th, in connotations, I guess, was that's a big weed day.
Yeah, like, at this time last year, I was hooked up to a gas mask. So, yeah, my life's changed a lot.
Yeah.
I think I had a gas mask on most of the night, and I probably smoked over $100 of the high grade.
Chris Brown, not Nelly. Who the fuck is Chris Brown?
He played for the Bengals. He was a free safety.
Okay, so Chris Brown for the Bengals.
He wasn't that good. I don't know why he's up on Hit City.
Yeah, well, he can't
even tackle.
He does a football show on Hit City.
Oh, okay.
Every Sunday.
Remember we had the guy at our high school who used to be a pro football player and they became like a coach. He was like Coach Black Guy and he didn't do anything.
He played for the Jets for one day, yeah. signed a contract and got hurt. I think, I want to say it was like in a preseason game.
Ended his
career right there.
Yeah. Yeah. And like, he just drove around on a Lexus and like, he didn't even do anything.
Yeah, he walked with a limp.
Yeah. I'm Coach Brown.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, and he had it set up so even at school, all he did was ride the golf cart.
Yeah, he rode the golf cart around, looked for skippers.
I rarely saw him ever just, you know.
And all the black and Puerto Rican girls were in love with him.
Coach Brown's so fine. He drive a Lexus. Coach Brown. Coach Brown, you look good. You got a Lexus. He had that old ratty-ass Jets jersey.
Yeah.
Yeah, he always wore it as, like, 1980 style. And, it was
and
like
then he'd go out to the football practice and just stand there, and I don't think he ever said anything.
He was one coach that didn't say shit. I don't know what his purpose was there when I was.
He was
there.
Just like, you know, to give a little respect to the team.
I guess so. I guess if I having him around was like some kind of
like they
icon.
Have me like I go to the buffets around here, have me come and just stand there. People, you know, they want to come to see me. Like,
this guy's
oh,
pro.
That's Andy.
That's Big Andy.
Oh, he can eat. He ate 5 pounds of potatoes.
Damn, man. Yeah. So Easter Sunday, you ate a lot of potatoes.
Between me and my brother, we ate 3 pounds of roasted pork and 5 pounds of potatoes.
I could do that, though.
Yeah,
I can't do the potatoes.
My brother's even larger than I am, so, yeah, I mean, that was mostly him.
Were these mashed potatoes?
Yeah, I mashed them.
Box
it was dope, too. No, I make everything fresh. I made, like, a... It was awesome.
All right. You keep the skins on those potatoes?
No, I peel them.
You peel them off?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I put butter and garlic salt in it.
Real butter, margarine? How's it work?
No, real butter.
Real butter?
Yep.
Okay. Good deal. All right. If you guys want to reach us the fastest way, if you're using AOL Instant Messenger, write this down. If you're using AOL Instant Messenger, Madhouse Radio is our nickname or whatever, our screen name. That's what I meant to say. If you're using Yahoo, no problem. Hit us up at Madhouse PCU Radio. Madhouse PCU Radio. And if you're using MSN Messenger for some weird fucking reason, you can reach us at Madhouse PCU Radio at Hotmail.com. Once again, Austin Moore is telling us that Chris Brown wasn't a coach. He never was.
Oh, I guess he didn't play after. I mean, he didn't coach after he got hurt.
No, probably not. Anyway.
You know who I think that... Wasn't he Eddie on the Urkel show? Remember Eddie? The guy Eddie?
Yeah, that dumb guy?
Yeah, he's like, I'm Eddie. I'm Urkel's best friend. Yeah. I'm cool. Urkel's
what,
not.
What was the name of the other guy? The older kid? The guy? You know what I mean?
No, Eddie. That was Eddie.
Eddie?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, what was that game?
Eddie Winslow.
Who? Yeah, okay, but who was the dumb dude? Remember? It was Weasel was the short guy.
Was it Waldo? Waldo
Wayne.
Yeah, so, no, it was Waldo, Geraldo, Faldo or something.
Dwayne
like
Wayne.
That.
Dwayne, no, Wayne,
Dwayne
was
Wayne
from,
was a different show.
Yeah, I like to kick Dwayne Wayne's ass, man.
Yeah, you're good. You know, it's like there's a lot of, like, you know, there's only 10, like, it's like, what, 15% of the population is black, but there's, like, you know, it's about 35% of the shows on television for black
people. Blacks.
They don't even watch them either.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
And they run the NBA.
Yeah,
they don't
run
the NBA. They play the NBA. And, well, they don't run it, though. Isn't that crazy? Are there any black owners at all in pro sports?
Magic Johnson owned a piece of the team. And Jordan did for a while.
Magic's not on no team. He owns a bunch of
I think the Wizards are owned by a black guy.
All right.
No, Matt Johnson owns the Matt Johnson Theaters.
Yeah, was it? They got
the
Magic Johnson Theaters.
Magic Theater, where they have like a metal detector when you go in.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. If there's a Magic Johnson Theater, it's a good bet they have metal detectors there.
Yeah, but yeah, I mean, if you ever go to, like, you know, it's just a terrible thing to say, but if you go to a black theater, usually they got like all sorts of shit on the screen. It's like they don't even
care. Gummy bears on the screen.
Yeah, it's like they don't care. Like they know, like if we clean the gummy bears and the and the lifesavers off the screen, that they're just gonna put them right back up there.
True story. The second Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles came out, what, like 91, I'd say? 1991.
So.
I put gummy bears in my mouth, threw it on the screen.
I don't believe that.
I did.
I don't believe that you would waste gummy bears because you're so fat.
There were the orange ones. I don't like the orange ones. I picked them.
I don't like orange gummy bears.
My favorite gummy bear flavor is
I'm gonna throw them at Shredder.
My favorite gummy flavor is green, is the favorite. All
right.
And I would say red. Then I'd say yellow, and then orange.
Right.
So I took the one I liked the least, and I got them sticky in my mouth, threw them up there. About 8 years later, I went there again, and sure enough, I went up to the screen, and they were still up there.
Wow.
They're going to close that movie theater.
What movie theater was that?
The one in Orange City.
Oh, the Dollar Show?
No. The other one.
Oh.
The United Artists
show. Oh, that one was terrible, too.
That was a terrible one, too. Right. That was
you
like
go
one
there,
of the
like, there'd be like... 12-year-old skate punks and they make fun of you.
Yeah,
I hate it.
And always that one cop sitting there doing nothing.
Mm-hmm. Like, you know, he should run off the skate punk.
Do you remember TCBY?
No.
Isn't that some nasty shit?
I don't remember that.
It's not even ice cream, it's yogurt. TCBY sucks, man. I think they're out of business. I don't even know if there's any TCBYs out there. Anyway, if you want to call us, the toll-free line is open now. Should I give it out?
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever. If you want to call in, the toll-free line is 888-278-8509. Again, you can reach us here live, toll-free tonight. You can dial 1-888-278-8509. That's a free call. It won't show up in any bills if you're, like, 12 years old and scared. Like
most of our calls.
I don't want my mom to see it. She'll get me in trouble. It's long distance. It's not long distance. It's a free call. It won't even show up in a bill. Right, Andy? You've done this before.
I've never called, but I don't think so.
Why have you ever called my show?
Because I'm usually here.
You're usually here, yeah. That's true.
And the nights, like, when I didn't used to show up all the time, I was usually doing something fun. Yeah. So
really? It's something important, like sleeping.
This is like the fallback thing, yeah. I think, for most of these people who are listening. Except for the dead. He's a dork.
The dead. He's not even... He's been calling me out all week, saying I called him a retard. You called him a retard last week. You called him a retard last week and then Friday.
Oh, that sounds like you protested too much.
I guess so. He called me out all week.
I'm
like,
a retard.
He kept saying... Carlito has a loose asshole. I don't get it. I was sitting there Tuesday reading him say this shit, and I'm like, man, I wanted to go to sleep, but I wanted to stay in there just to see what he would say. And he was just saying that I have a loose asshole or something. You see, the second they give out the toll-free line already, they're taking it upon themselves. Ah, it's a relay call. Jesus
Christ. It's going to sound like shit then, huh?
They suck. It's blackout, everybody. Hang on.
Go ahead.
Hey, this is IP Relay Operator 9.
Yes, 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 go ahead.
Relay call.
Go ahead, go ahead.
Relay,
go ahead.
Thanks.
Go ahead.
Relay will begin now.
Go ahead. Go ahead. And go ahead.
What is the nature of this call, please?
Operator, don't have any information on the call. Holding on the person's response.
Are you an operator?
Oh, no, it might show up on my bill. Go ahead.
Please terminate the call, operator. Go ahead.
Thank you, IP Relay, operator 9010.
Wait a minute, don't hang up! That's what I wanted to say. Operator, terminate the call.
Dude, don't fucking call me with a relay, because then I'm going to fucking turn off the toll-free line, you asshole, so stop it, alright? If you want to call in, call on yourself.
Yeah.
That's the more annoying than relay calls. I mean, it's funny, maybe, but you understand how long it takes to do that shit?
It's funny for people who don't know that it's a joke, you know? Like, yeah, if you get that call from someone else,
you might be somebody new, and I know it's funny. The only way it's funny is when you record it, and then you play it back, edit it out, because it honestly takes, like, 2 minutes between every conversation, and we're just sitting here like... okay, you know what I mean? So we don't want that.
Yeah.
Yeah, just call in. We don't hate on you, but whatever, man. The relay thing has been done and killed, trust me, by the guy who used to go on against me. Blackout. I don't even think he's on right now. I don't even have his numbers up anymore. He's insignificant to me, I say.
Fuck. Didn't Blackout. He die in the hurricane, I thought?
Nah, he's like a... I don't know. He lost his house. I think his sister ran out on him and owed like 2 months' rent and stole his checkbook and used it up, so he had to move out. I think he's living like from... friend's house to friend's house and stuff right now. Yeah, he's a loser.
He was a really important person at one time.
Blackout was actually on PCU.
I remember when he went to Japan for that summit, they threw up on the Prime Minister.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. And it wasn't the food.
Wow, the middle daughter from Family Matters got deported?
You know, she disappeared from the show. You remember that?
No, I don't even remember what she looked like, but I'd like to see it.
They had this
Send
cheeky
us a picture,
girl.
Earth Dog.
They had this cheeky girl. Yeah, Earth Dog. Thanks for that.
I want to see that. Anytime someone famous goes into porn, I got to check it out.
Yeah. But this cheeky black girl fucking... She was on there for three seasons, I think, and then she disappeared. Never came back. Oh, God. See, I'm going to have to turn the toll-free line off. There you go. You ruined the fun for everybody. If this shit gets out of hand, I just end the show, Andy. I'm serious. Don't fuck with me. Damn you. Alright, so the toll-free line is down because people can't behave, so we'll just continue the show like this. And we'll talk. But we got plenty of prank calls for you folks tonight, now that the lines are clear. We don't have to worry about that. Lonesome Loser in the chat room. As I mentioned before, yes, we do have a chat room. You can... go there now. Join us at kdkprankcalls.com. Click on the chat link, and you can use your Java client right through your browser. Or you can also join us if you're using an IRC client, standalone like Merc or MIRC or whatever it's called, or something like that. IRC.lazy, L-A-Z-Y, lazy-net.de. That's IRC.lazy-net.de. Okay, speaking of the chat room, Lonesome Loser's in there now. Confirming numbers, he's the official confirmer of the Madhouse, and I'd have to say a PCU in general. He's just as important as any host. Would you not agree with that, Ian? What would we do without him?
Probably not.
Probably not. Lonesome Loser, he helps out a lot. Anyway, he sent me a number here, looks like, for Dr. Gene Scott. Used to be on, used to have a ministry, I guess, begging for money. He died last year. He was 75, Lonesome Loser believes, and his wife took over. She's almost 30 years of and is a former porn actress. Okay. So she was a porn actress and she became saved, or?
I don't know, but you know, if you're really into God, that's as good as coke for getting girls, you know? Like, you could just God them up. You're like, yeah, you know, God wants you to let me peel it back, and God wants me to beat it up right now.
Yeah, man. 30 years old and he was 75.
That's good. I hope to pull that. I think when I get to be about like 55 or something like that, I'm going to go into that at my own church.
That's some classic Bible stuff.
The Church of the Dead. I'll have the dead retarded come out of there, and then I'll heal them.
Church of the Dead. You are healed. Now you talk just like me.
You should support Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ talk just like
the
me.
The Holy Trinity.
Yeah. He sent us numbers for Erotic Bakery in Seattle, Washington. Erotic Bakery. We also have Erotic City Topless Club. We have High Life in San Antonio. We have Dr. Gene Scott's ministry, which we were talking about before. His Melissa Scott is the name of the lady, the wife, I guess, of the deceased, the widow of this minister, and she now runs things. Her porn name was Barbie Bridges.
Okay. I don't know who that is. I'd like to see a picture.
Get us some pictures of Barbie Bridges.
Yeah, or something.
Yeah, we gotta see what she looked like. Stupid prices in Hawaii.
Okay. Oh,
yo, why are you so stupid dope, yo? Legends of Spirit Mountain in Oregon, and Blimpy Subs and Salads and TCBY. How can you go wrong with that?
Bro, it's gotta be the worst place to eat in the world.
Yeah, TCBY. What is this? It's
the country's best yogurt.
Yeah, I named it This Can't Be Yogurt.
Oh, really?
Because it's nasty.
That's pretty witty.
It's like some frozen... I stole that from somebody. But seriously, folks, TCBY is nasty. I guess they still do exist. Earth Dog is sending me clips for Jimmy Foxworth.
That's the girl.
That's the chick right there?
Well, I'm going to naked picture. I don't want to see her. Like,
I don't know. Right, we're over here. Oh. New York Pipeline. Oh, swear, right. That's her? Wow.
Well, she turned white.
Why is the World Trade Center so down there? Jamie Foxworth played Judy. Oh, that's the chick from The Family Matters.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about.
Oh, I thought you was talking about this other chick.
Well, no, we'll scroll down and see if they got a picture.
Well, here you work it, and I'm talking and shit. Jesus God.
Oh yeah, look at that. Oh, look at her.
Oh yeah, that is her. Wow.
Yeah.
She's still cheeky. She got to come right in cheeky ass cheeks too.
Right, let's see. That looks good.
The guy should dress like Urkel. That's it. We can't blow him up.
No, I guess not.
That sucks. Wow.
She goes by the name Crave.
Crave. She can be seen in Sugar Walls 29.
You can't really see her body in those pictures.
Sugar Walls 29. Hey, copy that real quick. Let me share that with the chat room. You know what I mean?
You
so,
do it.
Yeah, I'll do that here real quick. Okay. So this is Jamie Foxworth. There you go, everybody. In the chat room. So if you're not in the chat room, you miss out on the porn. TCBY is good, says Hashi. He's only had one flavor. Okay. It's some nasty shit, man. Fuck that. I'd rather... I don't know. You know what tastes good? I take sugar-free pudding, I make it, and I freeze it. You ever have ice milk before? Ice milk is good.
Ice milk?
Ice milk, yeah. No, instead of... You use cream instead of milk. It's actually pretty good.
What do you do with it?
It's really good. Like, chocolate ice milk is like ice cream, like frozen, but it's milk and chocolate.
No, that sounds pretty stupid.
They add something else to it, and it's like almost... It's like ice cream, but more milky. It's really good. I bet you'd
probably like it. It doesn't sound good from your description.
You're a big chocolate milk fan, Andy.
Yeah, yeah.
Ain't that silly? Okay. Braden's asking why the line's busy, because people keep calling with a relay.
Oh, there we go. Picture of Barbie Bridges.
You guys are on timeout. Lonesome Loser sent us a picture of Barbie Bridges.
Let's
post that for everybody in the chat room. I haven't seen it yet. And okay.
You probably get that one bigger.
Let me try that right there. All right, Andy, you drive when it comes to porn. I know you're the expert at that. I don't need porn myself.
I don't know how to... Your computer's, like, weird, man. I'm not used to doing this kind of stuff.
My computer's nice. See, right there, photo gallery, son. You see where it says Bridges up there? Oh, Jesus. Right there. Go up there. Yeah, click that. This is great. Right? Yeah. There we go. Now we're starting to see
a bunch of different girls.
Hey, Andy, say gallery.
Gallery.
All right, damn. There's a word I know you say wrong.
I thought it was gallery. Is, too.
Yeah, you won't tell me that.
Look at that. It's like a white girl.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Wow. Okay. Well, Barbie Bridges.
God wants me to beat it up.
Yeah, I guess so.
God wants me to tear it up and peel it on back.
He was entrusted in a mission to do that.
You gotta call her.
Hey, we got more pictures of Barbie Bridges. Right. Here we go.
I like her hair. That's like the kind of hair I dig, too. Even though it's a small picture, I can't face
it. Any second now. Oh, see, you can probably click on those right
there. These ones will get bigger.
These people spell erotic with a K. They must be German.
Or Dutch.
Freke bedunkde.
Bedunkdunk.
Yeah.
That's for me.
Yeah, there you go.
How do you get to go back, man?
Just click back, man. Back.
Where?
Don't right-click on the picture. You got to right-click on white space.
Oh.
Anywhere else. It doesn't have text or a pic. Right there. There you go. Head back. There you go.
I like that she got the little fucking, wait a minute. Oh, that's not a good-looking face.
That is... Is that recent? That's not recent, though.
No, it looks like... That's from the early 90s, looks like.
She probably... Now that she's all Christian, she's got her hair cut.
But I like this right here.
It's probably dark. She probably doesn't dye her hair anymore.
I like tan lines like that. Like, I don't know. That's just me, but...
She's got a lot of bush. I think that's like a 10-year-old, maybe 15, 20-year-old picture.
That looks like early 90s or something like that.
You can tell by the bushage.
I don't mind that, though. Yeah. That's not too much hair. I'm saying, like, when you got those tan lines like that, when you got a dark room, you can find your way back. Yeah. Like, sometimes I'll just kind of get confused.
You just turn a black light on.
Like, oh, shit. No, you know, you got a little bit of light because, like, you know, I always turn the light off because I don't want anyone to see me, but
yeah.
It'll be just enough light so I can see that pale skin.
Yeah, it's like runway light.
Skin. It's like yeah. It's like a road map to the
pretty
hey,
much.
Hey,
yeah, it's like a, yeah, it's an yeah. arrow pointing down.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Like
very
that.
Good. Very good interpretation.
And I like when the titties are two different shades.
They are too.
It looks exotic. I don't know.
I don't like it. It looks. It's because I imagine that they're clothes and it's like a painted on bra.
I don't know. It makes me feel it's like that's sexy for some reason.
I don't know. That's weird. Really, you like that?
I don't know why, but yeah.
I like the tattoo on the small of the back.
No, that's terrible. That's a really? Whore tattoo.
No, more not only whores get that though. A lot of
no whores.
Yo, Athena got the worst tattoo.
Oh, really?
While she was gone on her right shoulder blade.
Was it?
It's the planet Earth with a fairy. Flying around.
I heard it was a tattoo of the black cock that was reaming.
No, it wasn't. There's no such thing. No such thing.
Hi-oh,
she would never fuck a nigger. I mean, she would never do that.
She has Mandingo tattooed on her
no,
ass.
No, she doesn't.
It says Mandingo was there.
Kiss the ass. Son of a bitch. Okay, people begging for the toll-free line to open. I'll open it up later.
Make a call first.
We're talking, all right?
You haven't made a call yet. Yeah. Everybody revolts.
Exactly.
Hey,
dude, why you suck so much?
Ooh.
Info about Dark Jean Scott. We should call that next, I suppose.
I want to look away. I want to look more pictures of his girl.
All right. Well, shit. You can go back to it. It's right here. See this tab right here?
Cool.
All right. There you go. Knock yourself out.
Hey, up inside the cooch. Yeah. Doesn't look like any. Oh, maybe this one? No.
So, anyway, while Andy does that, it's 420, April 20th. This means, I guess, is a big weed, a.k.a. marijuana smoking day. But of course, I don't understand the connotations. No one really has an answer why 420 is.
It's 420 is the police code for marijuana possession.
I heard that's not correct.
That is correct.
I don't know.
And then also, Jesus is born on 420, so you smoke pot on this.
Jesus was not born on 420. He was born in August.
I think Andy Dick was born on 420.
Andy Dick, that faggot.
He's a funny.
He's bi.
So, what's wrong with that?
Katie K is too.
Yeah, see, what are you going
to hate? I didn't say nothing. I didn't say nothing like that.
Yeah, I think it's better to have gay guys than bi guys. That's more chicks for us.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, anti-drug, this is the guy who's been editing my prior shows. He says, Carlito, you should call people and ask them shit about porn, like if they watch it, how often, etc. That could be funny. Mm. Andy, your thoughts?
Yeah, well,
I might be.
I don't think people are going to answer you.
I know.
They'll be like, I'm going to go talk to you.
People don't talk about their porn, man.
Yeah. If he wants to call and ask me,
yeah,
I'll tell him.
Now, Brian is saying, put it back on, nigga. All
right. Right now, I'm a big Tara Patrick fan.
Yeah.
And she was on Stern the other day, which is, I hate when he has porno girls on because it's not that good.
Yeah, because, yeah, how are you going to, you know what I mean? If they had a webcam.
They're sitting on the Sivian, you know. I can hear her moan. I got like 50 videos on her on my hard drive. So
exactly. Oh, you got the videos too? You don't have Office on Demand and shit?
Well, yeah, I do have the On Demand. But, you know, even that's not that.
Yeah. Yo, already got big though.
Yeah, he did get really fat. Yeah. He looks fatter than everyone.
I was talking to Saigon about that.
See,
last
week. Everybody's got that little 420 hypothesis.
Here's the first one. I heard that Lord Spoon in the chairman says he heard that 420 is not a police code dealing with possession. I don't think all police codes are the same in every city. I believe they are, but it's never been a police code. That's a fact.
I think it is. That's true.
Let me try to pull it up, man. Hang on.
There's another picture of Jamie Foxworth in that one.
Jamie Foxworth is back. I think that's the one we're seeing now.
Really?
No, it's not actually. That's a different one. Hang on.
All right. Are you typing in police codes?
No. I'm trying to get the Wikipedia. So. I think I typed it wrong. I did. I got it right.
So, what is the official reason why that's 420 is a stoner holiday?
I'll list off the reasons in a second, but I believe the correct reason is that this group of people out in Berkeley used to meet at 4:20 p.m. after classes. That was the time that they would make it there by at this certain spot at Berkeley, and that's when they would smoke up, and they just called it, their code for it was 4:20. And say, hey, we're going to 4:20 today, and they'd be like, yeah, we're going to 4:20 today. That means we're going to meet at 4:20 at the spot.
I know 311 is a freeze code for rich white boy reggae music. It sucks ass. 311. And you listen to it, you're a fucking punk. 311 is the worst band ever.
Yeah, isn't it Indecent Exposure? Isn't that what it's supposed to be or something?
No, it's a freeze code for faggot reggae singers who think they're cool, but they're not.
What was the cat doing?
She just jumped up there and like clawed the fuck out of her and jumped down.
Yeah, she doesn't have any claws. She's so fucking retarded, man. Anyway, a group of guys, Waldos, whatever that means, in the 1970s made 420 the official meaning time to smoke marijuana after school. There it is. I'm telling you.
Yeah, but so that guy doesn't know shit.
Yeah, that's demented, man.
What does he know?
He knows all about
weed.
Look
it up on there.
He does. Okay, we're looking it up right now.
Oh, the Jin dynasties. He is probably when the emperor smoked pot.
The Sambigate, end of the Jin dynasty in China was 420.
Yeah, maybe that's why.
Yeah, it's also the beginning.
Oh, this is the end of the Jin dynasty. We're going to smoke our pot when the Jin dynasty was over.
Pheromone leads the France, they cross the Rin.
Yeah, okay.
All right, there you go. Beginning of the Southern dynasties in China means end of the Jin
dynasty.
These
are all reasons I would smoke weed.
Birth of Ja-Ra.
Not because some fucking hippies smoke weed on 420.
Yo, there was a Western Roman emperor named Glycerus.
That's cool.
Glycerus is the shit right there. That's a great name right there. My name is Leroy Glycerus, I'm going to say tonight. That would be my black name.
And Glycerus, he burns shit like glycerine, so he's probably, that's 420 right there, maybe.
And it's also the death of Orosius, a Spanish historian and theologian. Yazdegerd won a
no,
fuck
you
that
see, you got to put like the little parentheses in between the 420.
No, I got it right here. Watch. It's significance...
Oh, okay.
Here, fucking shit. Yeah, significant within a drug culture. Okay, 420 cannabis culture. We're getting to it here. Any second.
Yeah, we believe Wikipedia over here, whatever you got.
Wikipedia is slow as shit. Anyway, so Saigon is calling people fags for some reason. I don't put that above him. Anyway. Whoa. Any second now that I look. God, this shit is slow. Anyway.
Oh, the Indian Penal Code.
For what?
For tricking someone.
There it is.
Man.
Okay. Alright. A Bangladeshi Indian or Pakistani ethnic slur, a person acting fraudulently to cheat someone out of their belongings, a confidence trickster from section 420 of the Penal Code. Whatever.
Alright, let's see.
Okay. I'll put it right there. Okay.
The exact origin of the term is unknown. See? Everybody's like they fucking know shit.
Yeah, in American culture, number 420 relates to the consumption of cannabis, weed, and elements of its associated culture. Marijuana users gather on April 20th every year to celebrate and consume marijuana. Okay, so the accepted origin, according to Snopes.com and High Times Magazine, the Marijuana Logs and the Straight Dope claim that in the early 70s, a group of teenagers at San Rafael High School in San Rafael, California, used to meet every day after school at 4:20 p.m. to smoke marijuana at the water tower.
Okay, this is a refuted urban legend that says that's the drug bust. That's refuted.
Okay.
Right, so who cares?
Marijuana grew wild on or near Highway 4:20 in Ontario, they say also. Those are plausible, they say.
Grow up, you fucking potheads.
An ounce of marijuana going for $300 sold gram by gram at $15, which equaled 4:20.
If I quit smoking,
it's my mom. That's not answered. I don't want to talk about it. Hit off on that shit.
I'm not doing it.
Just hit off. There you go.
All right.
Why are they going to be bothering me? I was just over there. Fuck. What else they got going
to
here?
Help. Did you drive him safely?
Okay. It's a bit of enough. No, that's not funny. That's not funny.
But that's how she talks. Stupid. She cries whenever she talks.
That was once. And that's refuted. That's
no,
disputed.
I heard that.
That's disputed.
It was our outgoing answer.
That was not my mom's voice.
For like 2 months.
You assholes used to go around with a tape of my mom crying. I told her I was going to go over to her house at 9 p.m. and I showed up like at midnight. I took a long way. And she called crying and left a message on the answer machine.
It was like, she's like, I haven't heard from you in 2 days.
No.
I haven't talked to my mom in like 3 months.
She was not like that, man.
Yeah, what do you mean? She's still like that. She calls you an hour after you left her house.
2 hours. I don't know. She just wants to make sure
I made
it okay.
To say you have a good night and didn't let the big bugs bite.
All right, enough about my mom.
I should call people and just cry. And that'd be a good prank call. You cry like your mom. All
right. Anyway, refuted urban legends, 420 degrees Fahrenheit is the temperature at which marijuana burns. The primary method of use. In reality, it burns at over 450 degrees. So there it is. Another refuted urban legend is that it is police code for a drug bust or a marijuana smoking in progress. or that 420 is or was the shift change for the police. However, there is no 420 police code. And this one is bullshit. There's 420 chemicals in marijuana. There's actually only 315. Anyway, so we can keep doing this. April 20th was the date of Bob Marley's death. That's incorrect. He was actually died on May 11th, 1981. What did that dumbass die of anyway? Not dumbass.
Who, Bob Marley?
He had cancer. Then he stubbed his toe and then he got cancer from it or something?
No, well, I know one thing is he left the world with a bunch of stupid children and make shitty music.
Yeah.
But like then any white guy Marley. Who's got a Bob Marley poster on your wall, that doesn't make you cool.
No, it doesn't.
And I hate when I go into some kid's house and they got a poster of
Bob Marley.
Bob Marley smoked pot.
Yeah, but
Bob Marley, that's some of the worst music around, too. That fucking reggae shit's just really bad.
We play Bob Marley every show. The first
song, it sucks.
First song of the show is Bob Marley. Should I get rid of it?
Yeah.
We should play just MF Doom all night?
No, I mean, just something like Bob Marley. It's the most simplistic music ever. They just slow it down. They sing in their fucking native accent.
I suppose so. Man, we've really been bullshitting for a long time, haven't we?
Yeah, you're supposed to make a call. Yeah. Everybody's going to be gone.
Whatever. Let's see how long people can go. TCBY Yogurt. Pretzel Maker, Mrs. Field Cookies, all in one, I guess, at the Hawaii Kai Shopping Center in Honolulu, Hawaii. You want to call this bitch, porno bitch, here before it gets too late?
Yeah, you should probably call her.
Magic Matt asks if I like the Boston Red Sox. Andy hates the Boston Red Sox.
No, I don't hate the Red Sox.
Oh, you don't? You like them?
He said I hate the Yankees and the Mets and the Cardinals most of all.
Yeah. Cardinals are assholes. St. Louis Cardinals are assholes, yeah.
The Cardinals are fags.
Yeah. I heard they're going out of business.
And then Derek Lee got hurt, so the Cubs season's over.
Oh, my God, really?
Yeah. Wow. You see, I have some hesitation cut marks on my wrist
you
today.
You cut yourself today.
Like, Derek Lee's not playing.
It's over, man. Magic didn't make the playoffs.
Yeah, but that was
they
just
did a
great
pretty
that they
impressive
got close.
Push, though, man. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, they won eight straight against some tough teams.
And then they lost two straight.
And they lost two straight, yeah. They lost last night and the night before. They lost to the Bulls.
I'm going to look at more pictures of Barbie Bridges.
All right, you do that. I'll keep talking here.
Where's it at? Is it over here
anymore? It's over here now. You can move it over there if you want to see it. It's one. No, there. One of these here. That's it, Scott.
Hey,
there
what's
you go.
Up, girl? All
right.
She got her ass in that picture.
So, yeah.
These are very, like, for a porno chick, these are very softcore.
Think so? It looks like Playboy's first, maybe Hustler.
Yeah, she looks like she was probably in Playboy.
She's in a magazine.
Look at that, that's so stupid with the hat on.
What, that's not even, that's like a British cop hat, like something. Like,
I hate when they put girls in stupid outfits.
I'm a puppy.
Now, this is my favorite picture with the track marks in it and shit and all the fucking bikini lines.
Yeah.
That's
the hot shit. And the fake pearls. Alright, so let's call one of these TCBYs while you check out.
She's got a nice dumper.
We're going to call the TCBY in Colorado. Blimpy Subs and Salads and TCBY. Alright, I gotta get back to the number there, big guy. Hang on.
Shut up.
Hang on. You call me a big guy all the time. My whip is the same.
I call you Chubbykins. Damn, who keeps on leaving messages?
Boone Keats West, Matthew.
How you doing? Is this the TCBY?
Yes, it is.
Okay. What kind of flavors do you have?
We have only cheesecake and white chocolate.
White chocolate mousse?
Soft serve.
White chocolate
mousse.
Mousse? But what is this mousse? Whoa! Sir?
Yes?
What is it? Can you explain the mousse to me, please? I'm interested in coming in there, but can you explain the mousse?
It's a yogurt flavor.
Oh, it's a yogurt flavor, but mousse. What's the difference between like a mousse and just like a pudding or a regular chocolate flavor? What makes it moussey?
It's probably better. You know what else is interesting is the different way that white people smoke weed compared to black people and like Puerto Rican people.
Yeah?
You could do a whole show on just on that. Like, why won't black people, like, you give them a bong and they look at it like it's like a calculator.
Yeah.
They have no clue how to use it. Or a book. Like, what the hell is going on?
Like that dude Eli, he's like, fuck that. You know what I mean? He's always like,
yeah, well, no, he, I like, you know, the black guys I hung out with, I always eventually, you know, because he'd be like, look, dude, it's way better smoke out of a bong because it's not as harsh and it goes straight to your head and everything. You take a bigger hit. And eventually they came around, but they still rather smoke a blunt, you know, but. And then black guys won't smoke joints. They're like, no, I ain't smoking. I won't either. I think joints are for fags.
Joints stink you up, I've found.
Really? Think so?
Yeah, they do.
I hate them. They're terrible. And they burn so fast, and they taste awful.
Yeah. Blunts are the best, I think. A good blunt. Yeah. Nice
good blunts and shit. I roll the best blunts in town, but I don't anymore. Mm-hmm. But I used to. For a white guy.
Think you'll go back to the end? You think this is permanent? You're going on
probably. I mean,
weeks
like,
now?
You know, if I end up getting the job I'm trying to get, and like,
they're gonna random drug test.
Yeah,
sure.
You know, I'll get every 2 years at least. I'll get one.
No,
so.
Fuck, you can't. Then.
Yeah, I mean it's not worth it. And like, I mean like every once in a while I'll sit there and I'll be like, man, it'd be great if I could just, you know, smoke a bowl and like, but it always leads like when I smoked, I always end up smoking too much. And then it gets to the point where you don't
snowballs
even
into
you don't even really get high anymore. Cause like when I quit smoking for a little bit, and then like I didn't smoke for a week, and then I smoked just like a bowl of Crippy.
Yeah,
and
fuck you.
I had like I had you know, pleasure waves in my legs and shit. I was all tingly and stuff like that. And I would smoke really good weed, like, you know, months before. And, you know, I would smoke every day really good stuff, like just top grade stuff.
Right.
And it wouldn't do anything to me hardly compared to that. And then the stuff I was smoking then was even that great.
And it got
I just can't contain myself.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I'm a terrible person.
Arian Farrell, Washington, age blah blah blah.
That could be him. He was about that age.
Messenger Pace High School? Okay, well, he's got a lead on him. No phone number yet. Lonesome Loser's on the case. Thank you, Lonesome Loser.
We love Lonesome
Loser.
Could he be that old? Because he was 4 years older than us, right?
Yes. Excuse me.
I don't know if he was 5 years older than me.
Andy, what do you think of the soundboard I made?
You don't have a lot in there
not
so
yet.
Far.
What do I got?
Haven't used it at all.
A short fart. We got that. Here's more weed music. Ludacris Blueberry Yum Yum. Ever had any of that, Andy? I smoked that.
Yeah,
before.
I've had that. I've had pretty much all the like the regular like stuff, but like there'll be all sorts of times where, like, people are like, yo, I got that blueberry, or yo, I got that chocolate, or
whatever.
Yo, I got that purple haze.
That
and you get it. It's not really like, no. You're like, okay, you're like, yeah, it's kind of purple, but. You know.
Yeah, you don't get it. Yeah. I mean, I'm not saying that you don't get it, but I mean, it doesn't make any
well,
sense.
Well, you know, every once in a while I would get it, but then they'd be like, yo, you need an extra $5 a quart or an acre or some shit like that. I'd be like, you know, I don't really get high off it, just, you know, much more than I would off a regular Crippy.
Right.
So okay. I was, after a while, I was like, fuck it. When I first started smoking Crippy pre-9/11,
right.
The guy came by, he was from South America, and he rode around on a ninja all day. And he had a backpack, and he had, yeah, you call him up, and he'd be at your place in 15 minutes. He had a backpack with, like, 6 or 7 different kinds of weed.
Holy shit.
And he'd sit there, and he'd be like, this is really good if you want to chill. If you're drinking, you need this. If you're doing this, you need this. He's like, if you're getting up on yak, this will put you down. All sorts of stuff. And that was great. But that all, you know, after 9/11,
yeah,
we didn't have that
availability
kind of variety.
Not this far south anymore.
Well, Florida, we always get the best stuff because it comes in through Miami and through Tampa. We got, like, you know, we're surrounded by ports. Like, we get really good weed here.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Like, and our weed's cheaper than anywhere, you know. But if you want, like, you know, if you're smoking rags, you know, it's cheapest in the Southwest, but if you're smoking Crippy, it's Florida and then, like, you know, New York and Oregon and fucking Washington. They get real cheap shit up there.
D.C.,
so, you know,
get cheap
ours
food?
Is pretty good.
Yeah,
pretty good
so.
Price-wise, and we get pretty good variety, but it's not anywhere near what it was before 9/11. I mean, he would just, and everything he pulled out of his bag was just like, you know, nothing but crystals, and it's just looking at me like, oh, man.
And he's riding around with that on
the bench. Yeah, he was his motorcycle, and he was cool as fuck, too, because he'd sit there, and he'd be like, you know, here, give me your bong, and we'll sample all of it. And, we'd smoke,
damn,
like, 2 or 3 bowls before I'd even buy anything.
And he'd be fucked up by that.
Yeah, I don't even remember his name. I just remember
the weed guy.
I just call him, and I'd be like, I think it started with a B, and he was Spanish. His last name started with a B.
That's some crazy shit.
Yeah, I'd be like, yo, man. And, like, you know.
Get him on the show.
he'd come by, you know, you hear him jetting up on his ninja.
You're like, oh, that's him right there.
Yeah, it was great. That's but, like, you know, that. After 9/11, that cat disappeared.
They probably took him away.
Yeah, maybe.
Him and Cheech.
Yeah.
Yeah. How many listeners we got? 3. Okay, we've lost 7 listeners. Okay, we're moving right along, everybody.
Oh,
yeah,
a couple back.
Yeah. Anyway, Andy, I got the soundboard going on, so you got the toilet flushing. I played that when you were going to the bathroom.
Really? That's fine.
Yeah. We got 4 minutes of farts, also.
You don't want to hear that.
Laughter. We got the...
Hey, Nelson.
Yeah, Nelson. We got the Muslim.
That's always good.
Yeah. We got taps if someone dies. Proof, this funeral you said?
Yeah, like? Proof died, and then he had his funeral this week.
Proof right there. We'll play this for Proof.
Proof. He was the guy on 8 Mile who had the dreads, I think. That was his character.
Is he the one that fucked the white chick in the DJ studio?
I don't know. I never really watched the movie.
I bought it for my ex-girlfriend.
Yeah. Proof's dead.
It's just too loud. Damn it. Anyway. That's for Proof. From D12. I don't know, whatever. He's a good friend of Eminem's or something. Always
that's his claim to fame. He's a friend to a dorky white guy.
Exactly. He was a good rapper, though. I like this stuff. I don't think I have anything by Proof. I have a song with
Proof. I never
even
heard him before, I'll tell you the truth.
So Proof is...
I mean, I probably heard him. Like, I heard some D12 stuff, so I'm sure he was in it. But, like, you know, I never really...
Yeah. Well, he can't find any phone number for the guy. I have an address for him, but no phone number. Well, that's all right. Well, thank you for trying, buddy. That's Lonesome Loser trying, as always, in the
He's
chat.
The number one stunner.
Number one stunner. Okay. Bob Marley. Complimentary to a lot of people for smoking. People, I guess, who you hate.
I just don't like Bob Marley. This is such simplistic music. There's nothing really going on. And it's not even that it's such bad music. It's the fact that it's so loved for no real good reason. You know what I'm saying?
Supposedly.
It's like when people love stuff that sucks, it pisses me off.
Yeah, people really love Bob Marley.
Yeah, I mean, there's like, you know, people, you see them, you see like white kids in college, they ride around with their Bob Marley stickers on the back of their car.
Yeah.
And they listen to reggae music just because they smoke weed. It's oh, I smoke weed, therefore I must listen to reggae. That's why I don't like it, because it's like, it's just a stupid stereotype. These are the same kids, if you got a Bob Marley poster, odds are you got an alien head up on your room too, or you got an alien head with a Cat in the Hat hat on it.
Oh, that's
or and you probably have a picture of a Scarface poster because you're a total tool and you just go with whatever is cool.
Yeah,
yeah, you're a fucking dork.
Exactly.
Scarface is the most overrated movie of all time.
It is. I agree.
It's not that great.
I like it, but it's
I know why. I know why black is the Scarface. Say hello to my little friend, yo. But, I mean, it's like, you know, you see white kids who love it, they got a scar face.
They don't understand it.
It's pathetic. It's sad.
Iris Van Meter. Now, this is new from the United Kingdom, the UK, our allies and friends over there. Iris Van Meter is trying to ban sex education and introduce a law where kids have to get written permission if they want to attend sex education classes. You know, it was the opposite when I was getting sex ed in sixth grade here in Florida. They gave you the permission slip, the slip to give to your parents if they wanted you not to go. They did it opposite.
I thought they didn't give sex education to you Puerto Ricans the way you guys reproduce.
They did.
Oh.
They did. Went down to the hospital. We got to see the aborted baby inside the...
Oh, nice.
The little formaldehyde jar.
It's swimming around in there and flicking you off and shit.
Yeah, it was dead.
Oh, it was dead?
Is it formaldehyde? What do you think it is? Jesus. God damn it.
Yo, if you put that on your blunt, you'll get fucked up. Don't do that, kids. Don't do that.
Dank.
That shit will make you crazy.
I will. That'll kill you.
I've seen people on that before.
Really?
Yeah, it didn't look like it was fun.
Did they have boners?
I didn't check.
That's not what I heard. Sorry. I heard they get boners. That's what I heard. Nunu says, yeah, whatever. So sex education. Call her saying you are calling everyone in Kansas offering free sex ed without permission and wondered if she needed any advice. Perhaps on the estimated positions for older, larger, fat women. We've had her picture on the show before. I don't remember how to get it. Nunu's probably asleep by now because it's like, I don't know, 5 a.m. over there or something like that.
Really? He stays up that late?
There's 6 hours difference. He stays up late listening to us. He's crazy. He's one of the biggest...
Does he have a job or anything?
He does. He's not working at 5 o'clock in the morning.
What kind of job do you think Nuno has?
I think he works in a call center.
He's probably a Bobby.
No, I think he's a Bobby. He's a telemarketer. I think he's a telemarketer.
Really?
Actually. Yeah, I think he is.
That's bizarre. Yeah. They got telemarketers there.
Yeah, he has prank calls to telemarketers, actually. And they're funny. He doesn't talk ever. He's never talked in a prank call. Does all soundboards, but it's good. Remember the one with Tom Hanks?
No.
Tom Hanks talking to Tim Cersei, the president of the Telemarketers Association?
Yeah, I think I do remember that, actually.
He did that.
Here, Jimi Hendrix, this is good.
Purple Haze.
Yeah.
Speaking of Purple Haze,
not really a pot song, really.
No, but it's just Purple Haze.
I think it's a heroin song, actually.
Really?
Yeah, it's
like he didn't have any pot music.
Yeah, when you take a spike of heroin, I guess it's Purple Haze.
Purple Haze.
Yeah, and then, like, they name weed off of that.
They were saying the toll free line is still busy. I didn't know.
You probably just didn't enable it.
No, it's been enabled. The toll free line is enabled. It's been enabled. 888-278-8508.
You just disabled it.
I'm going to log in again and check it. But yeah, the toll free line is open if you want to reach us here. 1-888-278-8509. And I am confirming that is enabled. So
call in.
Go for it.
Our PR friends.
Yeah. Cafe Weenie in Seattle, Washington. Let's see what else we have here. We still got to call that Melissa Scott bitch. I have to call her without blocking the number. No, I can't.
You just don't have to be, like, you know, especially vicious or anything. You can call her the number.
Talk to
her. Like, hey.
Hello?
We're sorry. Your call cannot be... Can we
touch your
helpline
to help you? Yes, hi. Is this the helpline for with the Gene Scott's Ministries?
Yes.
Okay. It's kind of embarrassing. Is this anonymous, first of all?
Yes.
Okay, so like if my parents would call back or something, I mean, you guys wouldn't tell them unless you have my permission, right? Ma'am?
Yes.
Okay. What kind of help do you offer? Just counseling?
Are you listening to the program?
Yes, I am, and I'm inspired, and I really wanted to talk to somebody. I have some evils in my heart,
mm-hmm.
and I want to make a change, but I don't know how to do that. I don't know if someone can maybe help me out, pray with me or something.
Well, if you continue to listen to the program, this is a message line.
Okay.
You would find out how to do that.
Well, can't you help me? Why are you picking up to help me, I thought? God put you here to help me. Jesus and God, both of them.
Okay, thank you for calling.
But it's an intervention. Oh. What a bitch.
You should call back and be like, this is Satan. I got that young boy. Yes. I'm a pederast.
That sucked. What a bitch.
Man, now you're going over to Satan for show.
Yeah. She did it, too. I'll have to follow up with
her. I didn't understand what she was saying. Was just, you're supposed to leave a message?
I don't know. What the hell was that about? What? I want to hear it live. There's really? I thought Gene Scott was dead.
He said, oh, it's from beyond the grave.
Yeah. Okay.
Beyond the grave.
Your donations have kept me alive. That's how it works.
I'm not going to die until you pay me. Woo. Yep.
Cafe Weenie in Seattle, Washington. All right. Or Feeling Juicy. We already called Feeling Juicy, didn't we? Or did we try
to? I think so. Maybe we didn't call them.
Maybe not.
Feeling Juicy. That's probably like a juice place.
Yeah. I don't know. Did we call
them? Call and ask
highest,
for
I don't remember.
A peanut butter smoothie with extra creatine and meth.
Andy, why don't you ask for something? Why don't you ever do a call?
Well, I laugh, so it's not good.
I guess it doesn't work. Here's something for Andy. Mad Lion.
Yo, you want some of this or what?
Reggae.
Hell yeah.
I don't like reggae. Like, if I ever came here early and we could do calls before a show, I'd do it. I should next week.
You got your
Mad Lion.
Yeah, who's Mad Lion?
Feeling Juicy Juice Bar, this is Megan. How can I help you?
Hi, great. I'm doing great. Do you have anything with creatine?
With creatine, we do not. We do have a metric shake.
Ooh,
which is,
the metric shake.
Sorry?
The metric shake?
Yes.
Is that weighed in kilograms or something like that?
Let me go check for you. Hold on one moment, please.
Weighed in kilograms.
Okay.
Stupid.
Well, she'll be right back with us, everybody. What is wrong with the toll-free line, man?
Tell you what, peanut butter and jelly.
peanut butter and jelly.
I want peanut butter and jelly with extra metric.
Extra metric in it. You'll put that metric shit in it.
Metric.
Gotta take, you know, so gotta take a hit. It's got this April 20th. It's not Hitler's birthday, is it?
Okay. You wanted to know if it was waiting telegram, you said?
Yeah.
I'm trying to look for it. It's whey protein that's added into and like any smoothie you want.
Oh, great. Okay.
And there's no sugar, no aspartame. I'm not exactly sure what you're looking for.
I don't know. It's a metric shake, so I thought maybe, you know, it being metric.
Oh, I see where you're coming from now.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, no, everything is measured in grams.
Grams, well, that's metric.
It's true.
Great, I only accept food in metric, in the metric unit, so that's great. Do you have the peanut butter kind of thing going on?
We do have a smoothie called a Wacky Banana, which is non-fat milk, or you can do soy milk if you'd like, chocolate, peanut butter, banana, and yogurt, and the yogurt can either, it's non-fat vanilla yogurt, or you can do soy yogurt as well.
Okay, how do you milk, how exactly do you milk a soy?
You know, I'm not exactly sure about that. It's a very good, intelligent question. I'm sorry I do not have the answer for that.
Are you being snappy?
No.
I mean, what soy milk? I've always wondered, how do you get milk from a soy? What is a soy anyway?
It's a soy bean.
How do you milk a bean?
I don't know. It's probably like juicing it, I would assume.
Oh, it probably has
more of a milky flavor, kind of like coconut milk.
You think it has teats
really
on it?
Milk. It's
think
more
it has,
like juice.
Do you think it has teats on it?
Probably not.
Yeah.
That'd be my guess.
Big teats or small ones?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Yeah, that's a good question. Maybe you should answer that for me. You got big teats or small teats on them beans?
I'm sorry. I have to go. We have customers in the
store. Is this a question about beans?
I'm sorry. I have to go.
What was your name?
So,
what was your name?
You know, I'm going to hang up now.
What is your ID number, please?
I don't have an ID number, but thank you for asking.
Can I have your social security number?
No.
Come on, girl.
Okay, bye.
I'll give you the wacky banana.
Wacky banana.
Please enter the number.
The wacky banana. All right, that was pretty good. Thanks, Andy. Anyway, Poop says he could imagine Carlos being Scarface, but he kills those guys who invade his home. You know they made a video game, a Scarface video game, where in alternate reality he survived.
No, I didn't.
And started up again. The game is you as Tony Montana starting up again after all those people got killed.
Really?
Yeah, with nobody, no Manny, no nothing.
I wanna play the Godfather video game. I'll wait.
Is
for
it out yet?
Yeah, it came out like a month or so ago. But I wait for it to come out. Like, you know, I only buy my games like when they're $15.
Yeah, you got to get them.
I wait like 8 months.
Yeah,
I mean, I don't get why you want to pay $50.
No, I'd rather wait.
Yeah. For 15.
Yeah, exactly. Just for the presence of saying, "Oh, I got it." Like, I won't get an Xbox 360 until the price drops like twice.
I heard the PlayStation, the new one coming out, is like $900.
That's sick. I'd rather get an Xbox 360.
I'd rather buy get an 8-ball and a fucking really hot whore.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is great. Wait a minute.
I don't know, but I don't play video games if I don't have to. Man. I'd rather fucking get an 8-ball and a really hot hooker. Like, you know, a $600 hooker. And then you still have like a couple $100 left over.
$800 well spent, Andy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, mm-hmm. Who shall we call next? Poop. Call Say Y Chang. He answered when Mark from Monkey Phone called. Why not then? Who is Mark from Monkey Phone?
That's that kid who touched himself on camera.
Yeah, that's right. I remember now.
And then, like, old white guys pay him money.
That's Jupe's twin brother, Mark.
Really? Jupe has a twin brother?
Mark and Matt. No, Matt is the brother, and Jupe is Mark.
Really?
Yeah. Anyway. They're not doing a show this Saturday. Too bad.
They're in Florida, I heard.
They're in Illinois.
I heard they're
busy
in Florida.
Brother's wedding is in Florida, yeah.
We're at in Florida. They should come by and stay in your guest room.
Let's find them. I got his last name. Harper. It is. It's Harper. We got to find that.
Jupe Harper.
Yeah. Saigon says Gregory wants someone to go to Tahoe with him tomorrow and give him his number. Okay. I guess that's from Craigslist. He also says, call this gamer radio. They got like 200 people listening to their crap. Their Skype name is MMO Game Time. Okay. Well, I can't. I'm not going to use Skype. Fuck that shit. Sorry, Saigon. Perhaps we'll call Gregory. I don't know if that's a Craigslist thing or not, but I'll check that out. Dr. Dre says poop is a fucking queer. Great.
Poop or jube?
Poop.
Is that what he calls jube? He calls them poop?
Poop.
No. I don't know. Those kids do sound a little gay, but that may be because they're like 12.
Yeah. Well, the stoner kids are in the
Everybody channel. Sounds gay when they're 12.
Yeah. Well, what's they had a link to their website. I should give them a shout out. That was pretty cool. The Weaker Smoke Weed, I'm sorry, Weed Smokers Lounge. Smokers with a Z.
Yeah, because that's the smoker way to spell it.
Yeah.
I hate that.
Why do I think this is the wrong shit to be clicking here for some reason? Okay. They say they're in camfrog.com. Camfrog.com. I don't see any weed smoking on this bitch. Whatever. I don't know. Okay.
Oh, maybe what's
there
up,
we go.
Girl?
Some porno just flashed right up. There we go.
You close that? Dick.
Here. You do what you want. Hang on. Let me get to the numbers here so I can call someone. Team Casino. That's awesome. Team Casino. We're Team Casino. Well, speaking of Dr. Dre in the chat room, if you want to visit our homepage, madhouselive.com, you can also visit PCU Radio at KDK, as in Kill Death Kill, KDKprankcalls.com. And on either page, you can join our chat room. Dr. Dre is in there hating up on, who is it now? He's hating up on fucking somebody. Who was Dr. Dre hating up on? Saigon, right? I think. No, Poop. Yeah, Poop is a fucking queer.
Low.
Team Casino, this is Indy.
Team Casino?
Yeah.
Okay, is this a casino or is this Team Casino I'm speaking with?
Nope, we're a casino company.
Okay.
Sorry.
Can you furnish a basement to look like a casino?
No, we don't do that.
What the hell do you do? Is Mindy there?
If you want, I'd go online and see what I could find there as far as, you know, tables and things like that.
I don't really have a computer, though.
You what?
I don't really have a computer.
Oh.
Well, I just claimed bankruptcy and all.
Hmm?
I just claimed bankruptcy and all, you know?
Uh-huh.
Lost the computer, lost my pool table, lost the widescreen TV. I even lost my refrigerator. I lost my refrigerator and I just eat canned and boxed stuff, you know?
Oh.
So what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to start a casino for my friends and stuff to come over, the guys, everything on the weekends.
Oh, yeah. You know, if I was you and I wanted to do some gambling just like in my house, my own equipment, I would. Can you make anything?
Yeah, I can.
Are you handy?
Yeah. I am pretty good, yeah.
Yeah.
I sling.
I
sling that hammer.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Okay.
Yeah, I just built something.
Okay. What do you do exactly?
You wanna...
Well, I'm asking for, like, I'm showing here. Someone told me to call, speak to Mindy. That you guys have, like, tables and stuff, and you can set me up, maybe rent out some, you know, card dealers and stuff like that. I need a blackjack dealer and stuff.
We can rent you. We can bring our equipment and our dealers and do a casino for you if that's what you're wanting.
That's what I'm talking about. Once a week, we do that.
Oh, okay.
I want horse racing
but if you
also.
Give me your information, and I will mail you.
Are you walking? You're walking right now. You're walking right now, aren't you? You know how I know?
How?
I can hear it in your voice.
Oh.
Because you got that, you know, the heaving that you get in the front.
Oh, I hope I'm not anyway.
A little bit. What's that? What was
okay,
that?
Let's see.
What was that?
All right. What is your name?
My name is Ariam.
Okay, can you spell that?
A-R-I-A-M.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And where should I mail this to?
You want to mail that to... 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
Okay. Where are you at?
Or is it 1400? 1400. I'm sorry, 1400. We moved two blocks down or something. Yeah, 1400. Pennsylvania Avenue. That's in D.C.
Oh, no. We're over here on the West Coast.
Oh, yeah, but we're headed over there next week. Moving over there. No.
Okay, where are you moving to?
The West Coast.
Do you have your address?
The West Coast.
Okay, yeah. You don't have an address for yourself yet?
I do. I mean, do you cover California? I'm hoping...
Eugene. Moving to Eugene.
Oh, good, okay.
Oh, yeah, Eugene.
All right.
That's right. Thank
you. And what's the zip code there?
99701.
Okay.
I mean, like I said,
we're
just moving.
All right, I will mail you some information.
Okay. All right.
When you get...
What kind of services do you render? You got blackjack, roulettes? How's it work?
Strippers.
We've got blackjack, roulette, poker, and craps tables.
Okay, I have here on my list dog fights, pit bulls, illegal activity, strippers.
Cockfights.
Bone sword fights. The card game War, which I don't know what that is. Mindy? Yo, Andy, pick a number between 1 and 10.
4.
Yo, you're wrong. It's 5.
Oh, fuck.
Give me $50.
The card game War. I don't know.
War. Imagine that. War.
I love that game. No skill involved. War. That'd be a good casino game. Why isn't War a casino game? That's the perfect game of chance.
Yeah, but it takes a long time to play.
Yeah. Either like that, can't you just flip a coin? Can't you flip? Why can't they have coin flip?
Yeah.
Coin flip. Coin flip.
Yeah, cockfights.
Cockfights.
The game War.
Dog fights. Pit bull fights. All right. Well, that was Team Casino. That's cool. That'd be awesome if I lived out there, have a bachelor party, you know, get a casino set up in your place and stuff.
Sure.
That'd be awesome. And Aeroflex says it is 1600 Pennsylvania.
Yeah, that's what I said.
I thought it was murder at 14. It is murder at 1600. Okay,
sorry.
So I was right originally. Okay. Dr. Dre says, nigga ask about me. Okay.
We did.
Gotcha. We did.
You
Dr.
didn't
Dre.
Hear it?
You missed it.
There's a whole segment about you.
A whole segment about Dr. Dre.
Wow, look at that. We're down to 11 on Aimbot.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Are we under 50? Oh, we
just
got two more.
We gained two and we lost one. So, hey, we're
44,
making up.
Well, we're 49. Under 50.
50. Okay, we are at 50. I can't
We're
count.
Under 50.
Under 50. Wow, not a good night. People are stoned and stuff, man. There's only 7 minutes left in 420, man. You're not going to smoke, you sure?
No, I can't.
I know, man.
I'm going to be taking a drug test right in the next, like, 3 weeks.
But I got...
Two, 3 weeks.
I smoked a lot of weed and passed a drug test.
Yeah, I'm not going to be taking any of those fucking cleaners or anything.
I spent like $100 and stuff. Worth of stuff to get myself clean.
Really?
For real, I'm not kidding. About $100 worth of shit to get myself clean.
Well, what did you buy?
I bought tea. I bought 3 different herbal things. I bought a $30 pill set from the head shop. What else? A lot of water.
Yeah, I'm just going to drink a lot of water. Like,
a lot of water.
Like, I know before I go, I'm just going to, like, you know, time out my piss, and I'm going to wake up real early that morning and start pissing, and then drink a lot of water and, you know, take my test. I'll be fine, because it's been, by the time I take the test, it'll be like 2 months.
Yeah.
Nobody gets caught on 2 months, hardly.
Yeah, well.
And even that 2 months, that was like 3 weeks of smoking once a week.
Yeah, you just
Reggie,
smoke on Thursdays.
Yeah. Like coming over here and smoking some Reggie. So.
You're clean by now. Anyway.
Yeah, I should be. But, you know, I want to make for sure.
Yeah, just drink a lot of water just in case. But, yeah, you'll be fine. I feel confident in you. Congratulations.
Me too.
If I could do it, anybody could do it. Batman testing in Washington.
That's a weird company.
Yeah,
you think they would get sued by DC, maybe? But, like, you know, you can't really call yourself Batman. I want to have the Amazing Spider-Man insurance company.
Amazing Spider-Man.
Yeah. The Amazing Spider-Man Insurance Company.
That'd be cool.
It would be. It'd be great.
All right, so we're going to take a break. We're going to be right back in, I don't know.
2 minutes. 5 minutes.
5 minutes.
Play Ryan Dirty.
That's not a weed song. This isn't the weed song. What happened to the weed?
You changed it.
I had a whole break set up and shit, and it's gone. Son of a bitch. Well, that sucks.
Chill. What about Chill?
Was
is that it?
Chill? No, wasn't that one.
No, Chill looked like it was all... That's all weed stuff right there, too.
Ah, oh, damn it, man.
Like, I haven't played that in forever. The Dan the Automator shit.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot.
I'll play Santeria. There's so many good songs. You're going to play something stupid. I know it.
Watch. I'll set up the break in a second. Watch this.
I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear...
Hang on, you're not even paying attention.
Shaking All Over? You play that for real?
I played that last week. I played that last week, son.
I don't pay attention.
Uh-huh. You're usually up and about when I
go take a piss in our bathroom break, so I'm drinking beer.
Is that what it is? Okay.
That's all part of my plan. The more beer you drink, the less THC you have in your system.
Yeah, because you're peeing it out. You're
pissing like
a
racehorse.
And all you got to do is pee, as long as you're pissing and shit.
And I drink so much water. I drink at least a gallon and a half of water a day anyway.
Really?
Yeah. It's healthy. I drink a gallon and a half of water, and I eat a tube of cookie dough every day.
Are you noticing you're saving a lot of money? Have you noticed that?
No, I'm not. No, dude.
You're broke.
Yeah.
Well, you've been doing a lot worse right now if you were buying weed for the last month.
Right? Oh, yeah.
How much were you spending, let's say, in a month?
On a month on weed, I'd probably be up around $500 at least.
$500?
And that'd be on my slow month. Like, the last few months, I was up around $500. Over the summer, I was probably up around, like,
$700, maybe $800. Really?
Yeah, I was smoking a lot of weed.
Wow. I'm saving about $125, I'd say. On an average,
yeah, but you smoke fucking Reggie, dude. I could never do that anymore. Did that when I was a jit, before I knew any better.
I haven't heard that term in a long time.
When I was like 19 or 20, I was smoking Reggie, but then I moved on. And like once you start going to Crippy, you can't go back to Reggie like full time. Because I remember like I'll smoke Reggie. I go in the shower in the morning. I turn it on real hot. You know, I turn the shower as hot as I could go and let it run on my back.
Right.
And within 5 minutes, I'll spit up black and green shit.
Ew.
That's what Reggie does to you. It's disgusting.
Yeah, it's got a lot of shit in it.
Reggie's garbage. It's got fucking chemicals all in it. The Mexicans grow it in fields that get crop dusted. You know, you can't smoke that stuff all the time. Mm-hmm. I don't see how you do it. I mean, you don't smoke that much, though.
This is supposed to be the last little bit that I have left, and I'm going to quit tonight.
What
tomorrow.
About, did tomorrow. Peepers call you?
No, I didn't call him. I left him. I'm not going to bother him.
Yeah, I wouldn't. You know, just I'd leave a message. See
no,
if you
call
you
back.
Right?
Call him in
like
2 days.
Like I say, you know, ask Eli.
I'll ask Eli. I got to get some money around. Maybe I'll get a big amount.
Yeah.
But then I think about it. You know what?
It's not. Yeah. I mean, you're pretty old now.
I am. I'm 26.
Usually, most people quit at about our age.
Yeah, but I started late. Yeah, I started when I was 21, 22. So.
Yeah, I think I started when I was 19. I didn't smoke in high school.
I didn't smoke either in high school. I did a lot of caffeine pills. That's probably.
Yeah, I remember we used to do caffeine pills.
I get fucked up, not crash.
You eat a whole bottle.
Yeah, sick. All right, well we'll be right back. We're gonna take a break. It's 11:58. We're just short of Friday, the unofficial kickoff to the weekend.
421.
421.
That's the police code for gay sex.
Gay sex. Yeah. Thank you. I knew that was coming. 421. We got
gay sex.
We're gonna 421.
Gay sex with a young black child.
Yeah, so everybody listening, please stand by. We'll be right back in about 5 minutes. Please enjoy music and entertainment, marijuana related, for the end of 420. You have 2 minutes left to smoke what you got. Oh my god, it's 11:59. Anyway, we'll be right back, everybody, after this. One more break.
Too doggone late.
House right after this.
Don't tell me 40,000 people are coming here. They're not here.
A doctor is slipped to 20. It's the Onion Radio News. This is Doyle Redland reporting. Dr. Ken Schneider was appreciative, but says he was slightly...